Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Run It Up. Today, we're going to be talking about some teams and about their questions for the offseason and what we think their moves are going to be.
All right, so I got the NFL teams pulled up. I think we'll just start with the AFC, and then we'll move over to the AFC after that. Let's start with the Buffalo Bills. You know, they lost to the Bengals in the divisional rounds. You know, have some questions, maybe some moves being made this offseason?
I think I can see them making a move, but I mean, they have a good team. They just didn't execute against the Bengals. They just didn't play well. So they have a great team, but just,
Yeah, their team's really good.
The only thing I think they need is a running back.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. They might need a running back. But I also saw something where Stephon Diggs might get traded. I don't really know.
I don't think they do that.
I don't think they will, but that could be, like, a possibility. And, like, even if he did get traded, like, where would he go, you know?
Yeah,
I don't think there's a team in the NFL right now that really, like, needs a wide receiver. They all, like, Texans. Need a quarterback. Well, I mean, the Texans, I feel like, are just in the rebuild where I don't think they would need a wide receiver like that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think they're fine. I think they just need to get a better running back, as you said, and then maybe work on the coaching staff, but I don't really know. I don't know why they're not winning right now.
Yeah. It's really weird because their team is really good, but like I said, they just can't execute.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Do you want to talk about the Dolphins?
Sure.
Okay. So, you know, Tua, he got concussions this past year.
Yeah, very, very injury prone this last year.
I think he will play, but I don't know, like, for his health and stuff, you know, that's not, like, a great option. Like, many former NFL QBs are telling him to retire, like, now, which would be smart, in my opinion, but, you know.
Yeah, so I think some people may disagree with me with this, but I think he should play just, like, a couple more games, and if he still doesn't feel right, I think he should just end his career there.
Yeah, I mean, I think he will play, which is fine.
Yeah, because if I'm him, I would see if I'm able to play and just, like, if I'm as good as I was the past last season.
Yeah. Then I would totally, yeah. Just try to see. And if I get concussed again, I would probably quit, retire.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Do we want to talk about the Patriots? I don't think.
No, they really don't have much.
Yeah, not much there. Jets, I think we should talk about.
I think we should talk about the Jets. They're a quarterback question position.
Yeah, a lot of quarterbacks being linked to them. You know, you have Aaron Rodgers.
Derek Carr.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, the situation has faded for the Jets not as much. Like, I thought that he was definitely going to the Jets until the Raiders started popping up more and more, and I was like, oh, snap. He might be going to the Raiders.
And, but, of course, they can always draft a quarterback, but there's not – there's still not many. I think if I were them, I'd get an older quarterback that you know is good.
They're going to try to get Aaron Rodgers, but I think they will end up getting Derek Carr. And then
–
I
can see them getting Derek Carr, but
– like, yeah, Derek Carr, and then – for, like, a two-year deal, teaches Zach Wilson a couple things. And then Zach Wilson learns a couple things, and he becomes a lot better than he was when he first was here.
Mm-hmm.
Or they sound like Jimmy Garoppolo or someone like that.
Yeah.
That's just something. All right, now moving on to the AFC North. Let's talk about the Ravens. They don't have, like, anything much. But
it's
Lamar.
Really just, yeah, it's just their Lamar. So, isn't he at the end of his contract? I'm pretty sure he is.
He has one more year left.
Oh, yeah, he has one more year left. But yes. So they have to the Ravens have a choice to franchise tag him until like March the 7th or something like that. And my question to you is, do you think they'll franchise tag Lamar Jackson, or if not, who do you think they will franchise tag?
I think they well, I don't know if they would franchise tag anybody else, but I think they will franchise tag Lamar, and if they don't, then he's gonna go somewhere else. I think they're gonna franchise tag him, and if they do that, I don't think Lamar will play.
Yeah, also, honestly, that could be another option for the Jets. If they don't franchise tag him, that kind of gives him the memo, like, kind of,
like,
yeah,
hey,
we don't really
let's go
need
get this
you,
dude.
like, yeah. Also, yeah, like, Jets are like, yeah, I mean, he's open, so.
I mean, like, technically, their backup made the Pro Bowl, so,
Yeah, after, like, the backup like,
yeah.
for the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Because everyone else opted out, but.
Yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do with him. They better pay him. I'm like, he won an MVP for you guys, and, like, he brought your franchise back into relevancy, and you're not going to pay him what he wants.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, the past, like, 2 years, he's kind of, like Tua, where he has been very injury-prone and just hasn't played his best.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Let's talk about the Bengals. Well, we won't talk about that game. But,
no, that's just fine.
Okay, we won't talk about the game, but T. Higgins, I'm assuming will want to get paid here soon.
A lot of ESPN analysts are saying that, well, not a lot, but just I've heard that people are saying that T. Higgins may get traded, trade for like a pick, like a top 10 pick or something. Maybe not that, but
this
something
year?
Something higher, yeah, for like a pick so we can get an offensive lineman. But
okay, all right, sorry about that, guys. So we had to like a little like buffer happen, and we're gonna have to go through this quick right now. So, we're only gonna talk about a couple teams now, some teams that have quarterback changes and other stuff. So
all right.
Let's talk
about the Jets. You wanna talk about the Jets first?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait.
So,
are we just gonna delete that other footage, or whatever?
Oh no, it's fine. It's fine. We can keep that. Never mind.
All right.
Let's just continue. All right.
Okay. So let's talk about the Colts. Actually, I was thinking, because they have Matty Ice, but I don't know what they're gonna do with him.
He might retire.
Yeah, he might retire. Yeah, I actually kind of hope he does. What I'm thinking for the Colts is they're going to try to get a quarterback in the draft.
Yeah, that would be the smartest decision on their part to do, because I think if I were them, I would do that, because I mean, like, you're not gonna get there's teams that I feel like would have a better shot of getting an older QB rather than getting him in the draft. So I think that would be a better decision to get him in the draft if I were the Colts.
They have a pretty high pick too, so I think that would be good for them to use. There, I think what's gonna happen is either I think CJ Stroud's gonna go to the Texans. Texans are gonna go up to number one.
Yeah,
and then who's next? I think the Raiders might, or no, the Colts are definitely next.
Bears.
So the Colts are either, well, no, yeah, Bears. But then I think Colts. I'm just talking about teams that like need quarterbacks.
Need a quarterback, yeah.
So, I mean, I think they'll take Bryce Young over Will Levis. So, but I did also see, like, someone had a mock draft and they had Will Levis going 2 to the Texans. So,
yeah, you know. I don't see that happening. As much as I like Will Levis, I feel like he's a little bit overrated, I feel like.
Really?
I think he is. I want him to go to the Raiders.
Yeah. I want him to go to the Colts. I do. Because it's
Raiders
close to
the
Kentucky.
Colts.
Yeah. Yeah. I do not want him to go to, like, the Jets or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I would not want him to go to the Jets, but...
Yeah. Okay. speaking of the Texans, they could possibly move up to number one, the number one pick in the draft if they trade with the Bears.
Yeah.
Would be the first time in a while someone has traded up to the number one draft pick. I can't remember the last time that happened, but I remember it's been a while since that time. But, yeah... I think they'll try to take a quarterback. I think they're leaning towards CJ Stroud right now over Bryce Young because of how Bryce Young's short, so that's a little bit iffy,
Yeah,
and
and
also,
he's a little bit inconsistent. I feel like
yeah.
T.J. Stroud's more consistent than Bryce Young is.
Yep. Okay, all right. Let's talk Tennessee Titans real quick. I don't know what they're gonna do at the quarterback position. Do you think they're gonna like keep Ryan Tannehill, or are they gonna go with Malik Willis?
I think they'll start Ryan Tannehill at the beginning of the season, and then they'll kind of start to just kind of play Malik Willis on a couple downs, just on selected plays. And then if he starts like showing up on some of those plays, then I feel like they'll start to play him a little bit more and more and more until he may eventually get the starting position over Ryan Tannehill. I can see that happening.
Yeah, maybe. All right, let's talk about the Raiders now. Aaron Rodgers might be going there. That's where I think he will go.
Derek Carr may come back.
You saw a source, like you saw.
I'm just saying, like they may want, like they may want him back. I don't know.
I think
Or
there's a 0% chance they take him back.
yeah, but I'm just there's still a chance. But
Yeah.
I think they'll either draft a quarterback or go for Aaron Rodgers. That's my pick.
Yeah. And if they do draft quarterback, they would probably take like Anthony Richardson like late, or if Will Levis slips to them, then Will Levis.
I'm pretty sure like the seventh pick in the draft though,
Oh.
because they traded up or something. That may be false, but
I'll check the draft order and see. I believe they get a good. See.
yeah, that's so also another team was oh, who was it? I mean, also, this really isn't a quarterback position, but the Bears. Who do you think? I'm wondering who they might pick as their second or first pick.
I think their second pick. They're either going to go like offensive line, or like they're going to go Will Anderson.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think they'll go Will Anderson, honestly.
Yeah, me too. I think they'll pick Will Anderson.
And then if they do want an offensive line, they might trade back into the first round, but I don't know. So yeah. And then okay, so the next like QB draft after the Texans is the Colts. So I think they will take a quarterback there. They have Seattle from Denver. Then the Lions could take a quarterback technically, but I think they're going to stick with Jared Goff because Jared
I'm
Goff
gonna
looked
if I
really
were them,
nice.
yeah, I would stick with Jared Goff and get like a someone on defense, some kind of defender, like a safety or something.
Yeah. Okay, so the Raiders at 7, so they could take you were right. Let me think about
Yeah,
this. So let's
I knew there's something like up there.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just like say there's no trades that happen. Let's just say the teams that take quarterback. Texans take quarterback, so I'm gonna assume CJ Stroud. I mean, do
Yeah.
you think they'll take CJ Stroud?
I think they will. I think T.J. Stroud's the most consistent out of the bunch of QBs
Okay,
in
all
the
right.
class, but
Yeah. And then Colts will take I think they would rather have Bryce Young over Will Levis, honestly.
yeah, I think so, but
And then I don't think Lions will. And then yeah, then it's Raiders. So I think the Raiders will actually get I mean they get the I guess they get their choice against Will Levis or Anthony Richardson.
yeah, I mean, I can either see them getting Will Levis, but I don't really know why you get Anthony Richardson. He's really not even that good.
Yeah.
But
Okay, next team. Do you want to talk about the Packers?
yeah, sure. I mean, I think theirs is pretty simple if I'm them. I think either like Aaron Rodgers retires or goes somewhere else. I don't think he's gonna come back. So,
Yeah, I don't think he'll retire.
with Aaron Rodgers gone,
You have Jordan Love, who isn't that
yeah,
good.
Jordan Love, who's actually he's decent. I think if he got more playing time, he'd show up.
Yeah, I don't know though. That'd be a little bit hard.
Because the only game he played was against the Chiefs, so
yeah,
and the, he didn't play well. He had like a touchdown and an interception for like, 150 yards. Game. Yeah, barely.
The Washington Commanders could also try to get a quarterback. I don't really know about that. Falcons might need a quarterback. I didn't even think about that. Let me see where their pick is.
I mean, they do have Desmond Ridder though from last.
Yeah, that's right. But they have pick 8, so they could get Anthony Richardson. Or if Will Levis does fall, then they can go Will Levis. Panthers could also try to get a quarterback. Oh, Bucks might have to get a quarterback.
Or start Kyle Trash.
They might try to get Jimmy G.
Yeah, I can see them trying to go on for Jimmy G, but also 49ers. The 49ers. Do you think they will
I think they're keep Jimmy with Purdy. G
or I hope they stick with Purdy.
It's either him or Trey Lance, in my
opinion. I hope they go with Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's so much better than Trey Lance.
Yeah, same. I agree. Okay, so I think you have to go, which I'm sorry how short this podcast is, guys. But you'll have to deal with it because next time we'll be reacting to the Super Bowl. So, yeah.
Yep. Hopefully it'll be a good result.
Yep. I don't think our minds have changed about the Super Bowl, though, right?
No.
Okay.
Still the Eagles by 7.
Yep. I have Eagles by 7 as well. Okay. All right. I'll see you guys later. Well, we will. Sorry. I was thinking about YouTube. We'll see you later. Hope you have a great week. Good Super Bowl. Go Eagles.